Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and this week we are launching a new economy project here at The Brian Lehrer Show. It's a radio series and a Facebook community for people looking for work and for anyone who can offer them help. We call it Help Wanted. Anyone can post your experiences or your advice. We're launching the series with five Brian Lehrer Show listeners who we found through Facebook and our Uncommon Economic Indicators Network. We'll continue to meet one of the five each day and talk with other relevant guests as well. Today's job seeker, Allison, is different from the folks we've met so far in that she is currently employed. And appropriate to the moment in New York City, I guess, which is Fashion Week, she works in the fashion industry as an assistant designer, though she writes that she is disappointed with the industry and she is looking to change jobs or possibly her career. Allison, thank you so much for blogging your job search with us, and thanks for coming on air. Welcome to WNYC.
Well, thanks for having me, Brian.
And listeners, you can see Allison's first post and join the discussion if you like on our Help Wanted site. Get there through our usual page, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Allison, what kind of stuff do you do as an assistant designer, and why are you becoming disenchanted?
I am working for a wholesaler that sells to retailers that mainly sell in the Midwest. So I make outerwear for an older customer. More traditional customer, and it's not very original.
Go ahead, sorry.
Oh, that's kind of not what I intended to do.
You wanted to come to New York and be creative.
Yes.
And you wrote that you're looking for a new job or possibly a new career. What are you most interested in, either within fashion or for a possible change?
Possibly fashion journalism or research for fashion, like market research, maybe even branding, but something more stimulating.
You wrote that you began actively seeking new employment 5 months ago and have not yet received one reply or interview. What do you think is going on?
I'm not sure. I'm trying to change the mode of career, like sticking with the fashion design career path. I'm trying to get out of my current career path, which is working for wholesalers. My last two jobs have been with wholesalers. And I tried to work at a more corporate company, and I haven't gotten any replies from that. And I think that I've been branded as a person who works for wholesalers.
You get pigeonholed. How many workers in how many fields have had that experience, pigeonholed in what they're doing at the moment? In a way, you're the classic New Yorker, I think. You're 25, right? You grew up in Ohio and came here to follow a dream to work in the fashion industry. Are there still a lot of other people like you in the business who came to New York from elsewhere, or is that more of a New York of the past?
Oh, tons. Most of my friends aren't from New York. I rarely meet people from New York other than at work, but most of the people I know are from other places.
And what was your dream, or what is it?
Pretty much to be the next Marc Jacobs.
What makes Marc Jacobs great?
Oh, I just love like his humor and his clothes, and you know, he really just takes a lot of chances, and he's pretty innovative in a lot of ways.
Have you been watching Fashion Week?
Actually, no. I've been watching the Olympics.
And you think Fashion Week is just a lot of hype, or is it also a place for someone like you in the business to see things that are new and creative?
It's definitely important. I'm definitely looking into it today. I just didn't do it this past
weekend. Get a chance. The only one of our five bloggers who currently has a full-time job. Do you think that makes it easier to look for work because employers won't think you're so desperate?
That's what I've been told, and I've always believed, but I'm not sure. I'm starting to think that I just sound like I'm whiny. You know, like, why are you leaving at this point? I should be happy that I have a job.
So this is the era of anybody who has a job is told to shut up and be satisfied because you're lucky to be employed.
Yeah.
Our next guests are from a couple of local think tanks to talk about the kinds of jobs that are going unfilled in New York because people don't have the right skills. And I understand you read their report, and you think the opposite may be true in fashion. What was your reaction to the report?
I definitely think the report was talking about a different group of people that aren't thinking about college at all. But in terms of fashion, I think that a lot of jobs in fashion were made for people who don't have a college degree. I know most of the people that I worked with either don't have a college degree or they have a two-year degree. So it's kind of difficult for someone who had a four-year degree and they learned, you know, marketing and like all sorts of liberal arts ideas, and then they come into a job that's really one-dimensional.
So, Allison, good luck with your search. We look forward to seeing your blog posts on our Help Wanted site. We look forward to you eventually graduating, which means you get a job, and to talking to you again on the air.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Nice talking to you.
Same here. And again, listeners, Allison is one of five people currently blogging their job hunting experiences in our new Facebook community called Help Wanted. You can read their posts, add your own experiences, compare notes with other job seekers, or offer advice. A couple of things that came out of that conversation: job searching while you're currently employed, and also being pigeonholed in something that you're doing right now when you think you could be doing something else. And our Help Wanted site is just being born, and we're hoping to offer our many job-seeking listeners a supportive place to hang out and share your thoughts. Go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show, and we'll have more Help Wanted in a minute with two authors of that new report called The Skills Recession. They'll tell you what jobs are going unfilled in the New York area because people don't have the right skills.